Field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And welcome to Noble Park, Paul Rocky Field. It's a Monday afternoon for Big 7 League Baseball. The Hiawatha Redhawks set to host the Nemaha Central Thunder, and we're glad to have you along with studio engineer Scott Cox. I'm Justin Fluke. Teams have warmed up and are getting set for the action. We'll jump right into it. For Hiawatha, they're 3-3 on the season, 1-1 in the Big 7 League as they split with Perry LeCompton their last time on the diamond. For Nemaha Central, they have a record of 3 wins and 1 loss on the year. They swept Onega in their last action, which was clear back on April the 1st. And in March, they split a doubleheader against Wamego. So for Nemaha Central, this will be their Big 7 League opener here this afternoon. It's the opener of a two-game doubleheader for the Redhawks and the Thunder, who, of course, didn't get to play high school baseball last season. Hiawatha, the home team in the field, as Carson Gilbert takes his warm-up tosses with his battery mate, catcher Tyler Davis. And we'll get you now the Nemaha Central batting order. Leading off is center fielder Dalton Herter. Hitting second, the catcher Zach Kramer. Batting third, the designated hitter Tyler Garrity. Batting cleanup is the shortstop Landon Baker. Hitting fifth for Nemaha Central at third base is Damon Cook. The pitcher John Strothman will bat sixth. Hitting seventh is first baseman Ryan Leager. In left field, Gage Palak will bat eighth, and then Andrew Henry in right field batting ninth for the Thunder and their head coach Terry Stevie. We'll get you the Hiawatha defense as we're just about set for first pitch. The sun is shining. It's a little bit cool, but not too much of a breeze that will play a factor here in this doubleheader this evening. Carson Gilbert is ready, and here's our first pitch of the doubleheader. And it sails down and away for ball one to Dalton Herter. The defense for Hiawatha has Trent Kolb in left field, Ashton Rocky in center, and DJ Sample in right field. This pitch in there at the knees for a called strike one to even the count to Dalton Herter. Carson Gilbert's infield includes Xavier Oldham at third base, Joel Bryan at shortstop, Alex Rocky at second, and at first base is Gunnar Smith, and a comebacker to the pitcher. Fielded nicely with little reaction time there by Carson Gilbert, but composed, able to make that play, and a hard-hit ball right back at him and throws over to first for the initial out of this contest. So 1-3 on that play to retire Dalton Herter, and now the catcher Zach Kramer, left-handed hitter for Nemaha Central, and he takes the first pitch a bit inside. Left-handed hitter Zach Kramer, with Garrity and Baker to follow here in the top half of the first inning for the Thunder. Second pitch by Gilbert, and this at bat, and it misses outside to the left-hander. 2-0 now to Zach Kramer. So it's been a while, almost 2 weeks, since Nemaha Central Baseball's been able to play. A lot of postponed games a week ago. And another pitch that's a little outside and a bit high, and the count now 3-0 to Zach Kramer as the Thunder look for their initial base runner of the afternoon. Gilbert working from the stretch, right-handed pitcher, and this one is dialed right down the middle for a called strike one. Kramer was taking all the way and will now go to work. One out with the bases empty as the Thunder bat in the first. Gilbert's 3-1 pitch. That's popped foul out of play on the left side, and the count quickly full now at 3-2. Zach Kramer has a .467 batting average through the first four games of the season. That's third on the team behind Dalton Herter and Tyler Garrity for the Thunder. And now a payoff pitch on the way, and a breaking ball hit well into right field. A delayed run, and now over to make the catch, sliding to a knee. Nice play by DJ Sample. It didn't appear he got a great read on that ball off the bat of Kramer, but able to adjust and fighting the sun a bit, slides on his knee to make the play. And now there's two outs here in the top of the first inning. So good defense and a couple plays here for Gilbert, and that'll bring up Tyler Garrity. Kind of battling back from an injury right now. He's the normal shortstop, but he's limited to just designated hitter duties today, and he takes a pitch tailing low and outside for ball one. Carson Gilbert has started each one of the first three Nemaha hitters with a pitch outside the zone here in the top of the first inning, but he's been able to record the first two outs. Garrity, the right-hander, takes down and in. And the count in his favor, two balls and no strikes. 360 feet to straightaway center, 342 the gaps, 315 down the lines here at Paul Rocky Field. And the pitch just a little bit high. And just like the previous batter, Kramer, the count 3-0 now to Tyler Garrity. The 3-0 pitch on the way, and again taking it, and this one is low for ball four, giving the Thunder a two-out base runner. So Gilbert falling behind hitters. Fell behind Kramer 3-0, but worked his way back into a fly ball out. Now he'll have to work with the base runner for the first time as Landon Baker comes to the plate. Baker hitting 385. Gilbert will check the runner at first. Held on over there. The runner takes off. The pitch outside, and the throw by Davis is, well, short, not in time. A tremendous jump there by Tyler Garrity, who gets a stolen base and is now in scoring position as he'll be running with two outs here in the top of the first inning. Garrity looked pretty healthy on that. Quick steal attempt, getting the DH duties here today. Gilbert's 1-0 delivery is in there, maybe just missed. Thought it was going to be a called strike. The umpire kind of flinched and looked to the right for a moment, but just missed, so the count is 2-0 to Landon Baker. Gilbert struggling to find that command and get it locked in here in the first inning. Here's a foul ball and a low pitch hit straight to the backstop. Now two balls and a strike. Damon Cook would be next if Baker can find a way to extend this inning. Only game for these teams until the 16th on Friday. Another comebacker, and this one got past the pitcher, but overmoves the second baseman. Rocky makes the play and throws to first in time. So Alex Rocky to end the inning on a 4-3 ground out, and Hiawatha works around a two-out walk. So nothing becomes for Nemaha Central. No runs, no hits in their first at-bat of the day. We'll get you the Hiawatha lineup and their first crack on offense when we come back. This is a one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA and also streaming worldwide and free online at mscsports.net.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
It's tax time again, and the right time to start planning for your future, your retirement future. This is Ken Glennon at GM Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2020 IRA contribution deadline is Thursday, April 15th. Come by your GM Bank location to make your deposit. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow with locations in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amanda Wilhelm, and I am pleased to announce that I am now part of the STARS Physical Therapy team. It's great to be back in the area and to be able to see you at our Horton Clinic. STARS can provide you with physical and occupational therapy to get you back to good health. And with our Horton Clinic, it will be easier for many of you to see us. If you need post-surgery therapy or need rehabilitation after an injury, come to either our Horton Clinic at 201 West 8th or see us in the Hiawatha Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Flukback with you here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, bottom of the first inning. Pitcher-pitcher matchup as Carson Gilbert's the leadoff man for Hiawatha, facing Strothman, and a first pitch ground ball single on the left side and through, just past Cook at third base. So Carson Gilbert not needing to see a pitch or get things timed or sized up as he immediately sends the first offering from Strothman into short left field for a leadoff single. Our first hit of the game as Gilbert is aboard, and now Trent Kolb will bat here in the bottom of the first inning with no score. Alex Rocky due up third. The cleanup hitter is Xavier Oldham. Gunnar Smith hits fifth, followed by Joel Bryan, and then Ashton Rocky. Tyler Davis sitting eighth, and DJ Sample ninth. Throw over to first, but nothing doing as John Strothman, the pitcher for Nemaha Central, right-hander, getting the start here in game one of a twin bill today. Immediately goes to the stretch with the runner on and a bunt right back in front of the plate, fielded by the pitcher, and Strothman throws out Kolb, but he does his job with the sacrifice, advancing the runner to second, as Hiawatha has a man on second with one away, and Alex Rocky coming to the plate. So a well-executed sack bunt there by Kolb. Strothman's thrown only two pitches. First one singled on the ground into left, then a sack bunt, and now Rocky is Hiawatha hitter's Hansi at the plate, putting the ball in play. This is an off-speed pitch as Strothman gets a beauty there over the inside part of the plate, and that's called strike one to Alex Rocky. Senior second baseman with a swing and a foul ball, just got a piece of it, but down in the count now, nothing and two. Alex, one of the few seniors on this Hiawatha baseball team. Checking the runner at second, and now the pitch popped up off of first base into foul territory and just out of the reach of Leaguer. He gave it a chase. The slight wind that there is pushing the ball off towards the right side of the field. So the wind blowing that one a little bit away from Leaguer, who gave it good chase. Over around Ryan Meiniger, Hiawatha's first base coach, headman Kurt Weldon at third. This 1-2 pitch or 0-2 pitch is popped foul and out of play. So four pitches, all strikes, but Alex Rocky battling with the runner at second and Oldham on deck. Hiawatha looking for the first run of the contest. Strothman again checks the runner at second, not held on. Pretty big lead there. Dancing around, and this pitch, another breaking ball, and caught Alex Rocky looking. We've seen that off-speed pitch a couple times now. The ball has tremendous movement, as that one did coming to Alex Rocky for a called strike three. And that makes the second out of the inning. It'll be up to Xavier Oldham to try to keep things going. And sophomore third baseman takes a breaking pitch again, and it's across the outer part of the plate, strike one. So Strothman's breaking ball is very effective, and a lot of movement on his off-speed pitches early. Here's a fastball, and it's on the inside corner, quickly called strike two. So Hiawatha starter Gilbert kind of working behind in the count, while Strothman's been ahead of all of the Hiawatha hitters so far. Fourth batter he's faced with two outs and a runner at second. And here's an 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled off the end of the bat. We'll do it again at 0-2. Alex Rocky got five pitches before striking out. All of those were strikes. And now three strikes to Oldham, who's set on the right side. And the pitch from Strothman, breaking ball back to him, gets past him. The shortstop Baker going to have to hurry. Scoops, throws, and wild. Hiawatha is going to get a run on an air throw by the second, or by the shortstop. So an air will put Hiawatha on the board. Good hustle by Xavier Oldham, running hard. It was going to be a close play no matter what, but I think you have to rule an air there. Can't assume an out. And the throw was off target and over towards the foul fence on the right side. So Hiawatha with one run, one hit, and one Nemaha Central air now extends the inning for Gunnar Smith. And Smith was not in the box and ready. And actually, the home plate umpire had mentioned to him that he's got some jewelry around his neck that'll need to be removed. Strothman didn't quite see all that happening and was into his windup before being able to hold on to the baseball and realizing that no one was ready at home plate. Now Gunnar Smith is back in the box. The umpire set and gives Strothman the nod. Oldham will lead off of first base. He's held on there with two outs, and here's the pitch, and it's just a bit inside to Gunnar Smith, 1-0. Oh, got the wrong batter. Okay, so it's the designated hitter now instead of Gunnar Smith, Brant Barnhill, and he fouls this pitch off. So the count is 1-1. There are two outs in the inning. Brant Barnhill, get him officially written in as the designated hitter, number 22, and a breaking ball at him leaning out, and it came back, and Strothman's wondering where that pitch missed. Started out towards the right-handed hitter, Barnhill, and didn't miss by much when it came into the catcher's glove. Now 2-1, and the pitch swung on and missed, evening things up at 2-2. So Smith playing first, but Brant Barnhill, the designated hitter, batting for Hiawatha in the number 5 hole. Oldham still at first with 2 down. And a breaking ball grounded to second. Uphouse fields the slow roller just off the infield grass. Throws to first, and just about tripping over the base was Leaguer, but he got there and found it in time to retire Barnhill. And the inning is complete on a 4-3 ground out. But Hiawatha takes a 1-0 lead. The Redhawks score one run on one hit. There was one error and one man left. After one complete, Redhawks leading the Thunder 1-0 here on 103.9. KNZA.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineers Scott Cox, Justin Flugpack with you here at Hiawatha, where the Redhawks lead 1-0. Pitcher Carson Gilbert back on the mound, facing Nemaha Central's 5, 6, and 7 hitters here in the top of the second inning. It'll be Cook, then Strothman, and Leaguer. 1-2-out walk, the only base runner that the Thunder had in their first at-bat today, and the pitch misses low from Carson Gilbert, 4-1, as he's now been behind each of the first 5 Nemaha Central batters today with the first pitch outside the zone. This one misses outside as well. It's 2-0 to Cook. Carson Gilbert leads Hiawatha, having thrown 13 innings this season. This is his 4th start of the year, just Hiawatha's 7th game. And the pitch sailing outside, missing away again. It's 3-0 here to Cook. A record of 1-0 for Carson Gilbert. He's given up 15 hits in 13 innings and 13 runs, but only 4 earned runs. And this pitch inside, so a 4-pitch walk. Both free passes have been surrendered on 4 pitches for the pitcher Gilbert. As Damon Cook is the leadoff runner aboard via the free pass, and Coach Stevie a third will go through some signs for him. As to the plate comes the pitcher John Strothman. Skyler Mayberry, the assistant coach for Nemaha Central, over at first, and Gilbert's pitch low and away is continues to try to locate that fastball and be a little more consistent here around the strike zone. Cook takes his lead, not a big one. Smith holding him on, and the pitch catches the outside corner, so after 6 pitches this inning, the first one in there for a strike to Strothman, it's 1-1. Leaguer waiting on deck. John Strothman hitting .333 in the first 4 games for Nemaha this year. Big swing there, and he came up empty. And now it's 1-2 to the number 6 hitter in the Thunder lineup. Nemaha Central, a record of 12-8 2 years ago. Swept Hiawatha, though, with a pair of 10-run victories. 1-2 pitch is barely low, even in the count up. Thunder beat Hiawatha 10-0 and 13-3 2 years ago. 12-8, pretty good, but for Nemaha Central, it wasn't as near as stopped by the catcher Davis to slide out and keep it in front of him. The count goes full to Strothman, 3-2. See if the runner Cook takes off, hasn't shown any signs of stealing yet, and still nobody out. He's not going, and the payoff is grounded towards short. Going to be a ball dying in the infield grass, and everybody is safe. Both the shortstop and third baseman trying to get there in a hurry, but the shortstop, Brian, Time he got to it, realized the runner was safe, and that'll be an infield hit for John Strothman, and Nemaw Central has two on with nobody out. Infield grass here at Paul Rocky Field, and field in great shape. The grass looks good, nice and lush, but pretty thick, and the ball, if you don't hit it too well, really kind of dies through the infield before it has a chance to get to the defenders in the dirt. So Cook at second. Strothman at first, and now Ryan Leager is the batter. Right-hander to face Carson Gilbert. Thunder batting down 1-0 here at the top of the second, and a swing and a miss by Leager. First time in seven Thunder plate appearances that Gilbert's jumped ahead of a hitter. Gage Palick in the on-deck circle for Nemaha. Squaring to bunt and laying it down towards third is Leager. A nice one. Pitcher fields. Gilbert throws high to first, and that's going to produce at least one. Around third is Cook to score. Leager's into second, and now around third, here comes Strothman. He scores, and all the way to third base goes Ryan Leager. Well, it was a beautiful bunt, but a high throw by Xavier Oldham that produces two runs and gives the Thunder the lead at 2-1. So the leadoff walk and the infield single both come around as that ball airmailed not only over the head and past the first baseman Smith, but to the fence and out towards right field. And there's still nobody out here in the inning with Leager at third and Gage Palick now the batter. Gilbert's pitch right down Broadway for a called strike one. So I guess E5, you ruled that, and both teams getting their runs today courtesy of throwing errors. Wild towards first, and a foul off the end of the bat. It's Palick down in the count now, 0-2, and Andrew Henry chomping at the bit in the on-deck circle. Nobody out in the top of the second, as Nemaha Central now leads 2-1. Gilbert's 0-2 pitch, and couldn't get batter to chase it. The pitch breaking away towards the outside of the strike zone, now 1-2. Gilbert breaking ball, and that's a beauty. His first strike out of the game as Palick goes down looking. So Gage Palick fooled there on the 0-2 breaking ball, and now there's one out here in the inning for the number 9 hitter, Andrew Henry. Still at third base is Ryan Leager. Gilbert trying to get out of some trouble. The pitch high and in to Henry for ball one. Leadoff man, Dalton Herder, back in the on-deck circle. Gilbert working pretty quickly. This pitch also inside, 2-0. Thunder won 15 games a couple years ago, 3 years ago in 2018. You go back to when these seniors were freshmen. Nemaha went 16-4 in 2017. They went 13-1 to win the Big 7 League that year. It's a foul ball out of play over the first base side. That's the Hiawatha home dugout. Count 2-1 now to Henry. Thunder, of course, able to make the state baseball tournament pretty quickly in their existence of the high school baseball program. It's a big swing and a miss by Henry, evens the count up here at 2-2. So Gilbert trying to get himself out of trouble. Two runs have scored and a man at third, but got a strikeout a moment ago, and now the 2-2 pitch, and that's outside to Henry, and it'll push us as far as we can go in this at-bat with one away. Gilbert set, checks the runner at third, and the pitch grounded to second. This one hit pretty well to Alex Rocky, who makes the out at first, but it'll be an RBI on the 4-3 ground out by Andrew Henry as he gets the runner home from third, and the Thunder now lead it 3-1. So the leadoff walk and a throwing error proved costly here in the top of the second inning. Now back to the top of the Thunder lineup, and Dalton Herder, who hit a quick comebacker to the pitcher Gilbert his first time up. Carson misses way outside for ball one in this at-bat. Base is empty now with two down. Iwatha playing straight up defensively. And a pitch in there for a called strike one to Dalton Herter. Herter hitting .538, it's best on the team. Has seven hits, two of them for extra bases, and a hard hit ball towards short. Nice glove as it's scoop and the throw nicely made by Joel Bryan to retire the side. So Bryan takes care of Herter 6-3, but not before Nemaus Central scores three runs on just one hit. There was one huge error and nobody left on base. After one and a half here in Hiawatha, it's the Thunder 3 and the Redhawks 1 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local Shelter agents.
KNZA.
Welcome back. We move to the bottom of the second inning. Justin Fluke with you. And for Hiawatha, it'll be Joel Bryan, Ashton Rocky, and Tyler Davis due up here facing John Strothman, who threw 16 pitches in the first inning. But how about this stat? 14 strikes and only two balls thrown in those 16 pitches by Strothman. He'll face Joel Bryan here as Hiawatha bats down a pair. And the pitch misses outside for ball one. Joel Bryan still trying to come back from a bit of an injury himself. Say a bit of an injury. Broke his hand during the high school basketball season and a big swing there and missed it. Count is 1-1. Bryan, a very good pitcher and baseball player, but still not quite 100%, kind of working back from that hand injury, actually earlier than expected, getting a chance to pitch already this season, which they didn't know if it would be possible here early in the campaign. Pitch missed, and it's 2-1, a big swing there. Now two strikes on Joel Bryan. Played in four of the six games this season for Hiawatha's Bryan, a right-hander, and he chased that pitch, swinging and missing, and a strikeout, one away. Second strikeout recorded by John Strothman, and now he'll face sophomore Ashton Rocky. Right-handed hitter as well against the right-handed pitcher. Hard hit ball over the second baseman into right center field. Great hit by Ashton Rocky, and this one rolls for a while. Ashton heading towards second, and he will be in there standing up with a one-out double. The first extra base hit of the game, and a nice piece of hitting there by Ashton Rocky. Got it just far enough away from Henry, the right fielder, that he had to chase it, and it allowed Rocky to move into second base safely here with one out. Now the catcher, Tyler Davis. Both teams have been able to have base runners in every half inning so far. Strothman back to the stretch. And a pitch comes inside, ball one to Davis. Five hits for Tyler Davis this season. Four of those have been singles. And he takes a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, 1-1. Ironically enough, Strothman's breaking pitches have been more accurate than his fastballs here in the first couple of innings. And those pitches, as we've alluded to, really have some fantastic movement on him. He gets a swing and a miss from Davis, and the count is now 1-2. Ash Rocky at second base with one out, bottom of the second, 3-1, Nemaha Central leads. This pitch grounded, kind of a protective swing as the pitch coming inside to Davis, and somehow he was able to turn on that inside pitch and send it foul over towards Coach Weldon in the Thunder dugout. We'll do it again here at 1-2. Runner at second, not held on. Strothman's pitch again inside, but Davis swings and misses, and he's strikeout victim number 3 here through the first time in the batting order. 2 outs with Ashton Rocky still at second, and now number 9 hitter DJ Sample. Another senior. Strothman checks the runner at second. Another breaking ball, a beauty in there called strike one. Hiawatha got a leadoff single that eventually scored on a throwing error in the bottom of the first. Took a 1-0 lead that was pretty short-lived. Now the 0-1 pitch to Sample is low for ball one. Strothman, like his counterpart Carson Gilbert, both pitchers working quickly, and a line drive looped into left. This will one hop in front of Pollock around third. Rocky going to try to score, and the throw to the plate is off target. It took the catcher Kramer a few steps in front of the base in a timely 2-out RBI single by DJ Sample. Nothing like having your number 9 hitter in the lineup come through with 2 outs and a much needed base hit there as Hiawatha pulls within a run. They get back to the top of their order, and Carson Gilbert, who singled into left field his first time up. Breaking pitch, grounded, but it'll stay foul on the first base side. Hiawatha very aggressive through their lineup, part of the reason that 14 of the 16 pitches thrown by Strothman were for strikes his first trip to the mound. Hiawatha's been very aggressive. Now the 0-1 to Gilbert, and that's down and in. Runner going, throw to second by Kramer, not in time. Sliding in safely is DJ Sample. Hiawatha with their first stolen base of the game. Pretty good jump by Sample. And now he's in scoring position with 2 outs. Count is 1-1 to Gilbert with Trent Kolb awaiting on deck. Gilbert grounds it towards short. Baker charges in, fields it, hesitates, then makes the throw, but not in time. I mentioned he hesitates, and I'm not quite sure why. If he thought he had more time than he actually did, he got to that ball fairly quickly, but he kind of hesitated before making the throw, and that was the difference. As Gilbert able to beat it out, Josh Smith will come in and courtesy run for the pitcher, Gilbert. That about has to be ruled an error, just kind of the little second that Baker delayed, kind of taking an extra step and hop there before making that throw. So the inning continues with 2 outs and now 2 on. And here's Trent Kolb, who takes a look at strike one. Kolb has sacrificed bunt his first time up. So Kolb is a senior, Alex Rocky a senior, Gunnar Smith, DJ Sample, all seniors on this Hiawatha team. 1-1 now to Kolb. Strothman from the stretch. Runners first and second. A swing and a miss here by TK. The count 1-2. Ball was hit right at Baker. The throw was perfect, but just not in time after the hesitation. And now a little ground ball into right field off the end of the bat. Great job by Kolb to get his bat out there around third. Here comes Sample going to try to score, and he does, standing up. A 2-out rally for the Redhawks to tie this game. As Sample able to score from second, running all the way there with 2 outs. And both teams producing runs as Kolb extends the inning. Josh Smith, the courtesy runner, goes from first to third. And so they're at the corners now for Alex Rocky. That pitch was a little bit outside. Trent Kolb had to wait on it, just reached the bat out there, and took it with the pitch into right field. It was a great piece of hitting by Trent Kolb. And with runners at first and second being held in check a bit, there was a little bigger hole on the right side of the infield, and Kolb got it right in between Uphouse and Leaguer. Now Alex Rocky awaiting the pitch. Runner at first not going, and a ground ball to third. Gloved by Cook. He throws to first, and a nice stretch by Leaguer there to retire the side. 5-3, Alex Rocky on the ground out, but Hiawatha able to tie the score. They get two runs on three hits with one error and a couple guys left on base. But after two complete innings, it's Hiawatha Nemaw Central tied 3-3 here on KNZA.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with 3 of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke back with you here at Paul Rocky Field, Noble Park in Hiawatha, where we got a good one in this Big 7 League opening game of a doubleheader. Hiawatha, Nemaw Central tied 3-3. Nemaw Central got 3 in the top of the second. Hiawatha got 1 in the first and just played 2 in the second. Putting bat on a ball, good things happening. They sent 7 to the plate in that inning and now have a total of 5 hits in the game. Hiawatha's out hit Nemaw Central 5-1. Under just 1 hit so far against Carson Gilbert. He's back out there and facing Zach Kramer. The first pitch of the third inning is outside, ball 1. 41 pitches thrown by Gilbert, certainly not the strike-to-ball ratio that John Strothman has had, as Gilbert's worked behind a lot of hitters. Ouch! That one right back at him, up the middle into center for a single. Boy, Gilbert had that ball hit by Kramer on a rope right back towards his face as he barely could duck out of the way. And the leadoff runner aboard for the second straight inning here for Nemaw Central. Just their second hit of the game. Now Tyler Garrity, the designated hitter, who walked his first time up. Garrity hitting third in the Thunder lineup here today. Gilbert will keep the runner at first close with the throw over there. Now comes set and throws over again. But back in plenty of time is Kramer. Thunder have stolen one base already today. That's Garrity, who's now the batter. Thunder got 3 runs on a hit and an error in the second. Runner goes. The pitch gets by the catcher. And holding it second will be Kramer, who easily has a stolen base. Off on the pitch there. And it was inside to Tyler Garrity for a ball. And it wasn't quite. Landon Baker is on deck. Gilbert comes set. Nobody out. Top of the third. And this pitch outside. 2-0 now to Garrity. Nemaw Central lost their first game of the year to Amigo, but only by 1 run, 6-5. This pitch fouled over the first base side, out of play, 2-1. And they beat Amigo by 3 runs and dominated Onega, winning 17-0 and 11-1 on a couple run rule victories. Some pretty short games that day, which was 12 days ago. First time in action since. Runner still in third. Great jump. The pitch down and away, and easily there standing up. Uncontested is Zach Kramer. Got a great read there, not really being held on, and he was almost a third before the pitch was into the glove of Davis. The count is 3-1 to Tyler Garrity. And he takes high and in for ball 4. So Garrity walks after Kramer singled, and they're at the corners, and you know Garrity's going to be off on this first pitch here with Landon Baker likely to take one to get both runners in scoring position. Coach Steve, you will go through some signs over at third. Thunder in their purple top uniforms with blue numbers trimmed in white. Runner from first does go. The pitch is hit, though, deep to center field. Back a long ways is Rocky, and it's over his head. Two runs are going to score as the throw comes into second, and Landon Baker says, my guy might steal, but I don't need to take a pitch. He pounds that, the hardest hit, deepest hit ball we've seen of the day, and it's a two-run double by Landon Baker. So Nemaw Central retakes the lead at 5-3. Kramer and Garrity scoring. And now it'll be Damon Cook. Walked and scored his first time up. That started the big second inning. Now big swing and a miss by Cook, who bats with the runner at second. And nobody out here in the top of the third. Hiawatha led 1-0. Nemaw Central took a 3-1 lead. Redhawks came back to tie it. Now the Thunder have retaken the advantage as a foul back behind us and out of play makes it nothing and two to Cook, with Stropman, the pitcher for the Thunder, waiting in the on-deck circle. Well, Baker's doubled a deep center over Ashton Rocky. Now another ball hit towards right center, slicing away, and this will be a base hit around third, and jogging home is Landon Baker on an RBI single by Damon Cook, and that was on an 0-2 pitch. So Gilbert left one maybe not exactly where he wanted, and Cook took advantage on an 0-2 count with another hard hit ball towards right center field. So three runs have scored. Still nobody out. Here's Strothman, and he swings and misses strike one. An infield hit and a run scored for Strothman earlier today. Told you, Nemaw Central only had one hit to get their first three runs of the game in the first couple innings. Throw to first to back safely is Cook. But now this inning, they've scored three runs and have three hits already in this inning. And still nobody out. As Gilbert works, now over 50 pitches on the day. Runner not going, and another little looper to center field. This will get down in front of Ashton Rocky. Advancing to second is Cook, and now Strothman has a single. That's the fourth hit of the inning as the Thunder bats are coming to life. And a substitution courtesy running Wade Leonard, a sophomore, will go to first. Gilbert looking towards the dugout, and it looks like pitching coach Ryan Van Persum is going to come out of the dugout and talk with not only Gilbert but the entire infield. Gilbert's kind of rubbing his right hand and arm and bicep area there a little bit as if maybe he's not quite feeling it. And the Thunder are teeing off on him with all the hits basically going right back up the middle and some hard hit balls at that as Nemaw Central now leads 6-3. And they have two on with nobody out as they bat here in the top of the third inning. Ryan Leaguer will be the batter for Nemaw Central, whose next game will be on April the 16th. That is this Friday. Nemaw Central has a home non-league game against Valley Falls. These teams are in opposite regionals this year as Nemaw Central will be in the 3A regional at Rock Creek, and Hiawatha's in a 3A regional down at Oskaloosa. Gilbert going to stay in as Van Persum heads back to the dugout, and all the infield returns to their spots. Redhawks have their blue-topped unis on today with the red numerals trimmed in white. At second base is Damon Cook, and at first base is John Stropman. He's got a two-hit game, and now Ryan Leaguer reached on an error and scored in the second. And he takes high for ball one. He is the sixth batter of the inning. Thunder have plated three, and the Redhawks are still looking to grab it out. Down by three for the first time here today. Gilbert from the stretch throws to second, and Rocky unable to tag Cook in time as he's back safely. Coach Stevie going through some signs again at third. Could be a sacrifice type situation here. Leaguer does not show bunt and takes just a little bit high. The count is 2-0. Gage Palak in the on-deck circle for the Thunder. Gilbert set, right-hander pitches, fastball swung on and missed. Hiawatha will also have a non-league game later this week. The Redhawks play at Falls City this Friday. Gilbert's 2-1, swung on and missed, strike two. Boy, strikeout, just what the doctor ordered. If Gilbert can find a way to get the number 7 hitter and then work to the 8 and 9 guys who he retired the first time through the lineup. And he misses low, so a full count now to Leaguer at 3-2. Three consecutive hits following a walk against Gilbert here in the top of the third inning. And the payoff pitch off the end of the bat, foul. Protective swing there by Leaguer. Pitch might have been a bit outside, but not going to take it there with it being that close and two strikes against him. Coach Stevie saying put it in play. Cook at second, Strothman at first, and a pop-up off first base. Smith giving chase, and this one going to sneak out of play. So we'll go to pitch number 8 in this at-bat. Battle between Gilbert and Leaguer continues. High school Big 7 League Baseball. Hiawatha Nemaw Central, first game of a doubleheader here on KNZA this afternoon. Gilbert set again, 3-2 pitch again, and grounded towards second. Rocky gets it, he goes to second. They get that out, the relay throw not in time. So just one out, but it is the first out of the inning as the courtesy runner Leonard is retired there at second. And now they'll be at the corners with one away after the 4-6 fielder's choice. Damon Cook at third and Leaguer at first. And here's Gage Palak. Struck out his first time up. And he fouls one away. He's the only strikeout victim so far against Carson Gilbert. Gilbert had an incredible breakout junior basketball season. Earned all-league top honors in the Big 7 this year. One of the best scoring. Runner from first goes. Pitch outside. And Hiawatha won't throw down with a runner at third. It's 1-1 to Palak, now with runners at second and third, and still just one away. Gilbert, that flat bill out and over the top of his eyes, looks in for the sign and almost hit the batter. Pitches inside to Palak, who wasn't going to flinch, and the count is 2-1. Two in scoring position, three runs in, leading to a three-run lead, and a ground ball to second. Alex Rocky will have to go to first. Struggled getting it out of the glove, but still able to make that short throw in time. It's an RBI ground out by Palak, 4-3. And that's four runs that have scored now in the inning for Nemaha Central. Ryan Leaguer at third, and with two outs, Andrew Henry will bat. He had an RBI ground out his first time up. Gilbert's pitch outside, ball one. So four runs on four hits here in the top of the third for Nemaha. No Hiawatha errors. Thunder have just hit it well, especially through the middle of their lineup as the pitch off speed and dropped down and out of the strike zone for ball two. Completing the second time through their lineup are the Thunder with this at bat. The pitch on the inside part of the plate called strike one. Nemaw Central now has seven runs on five hits total in the game. Pitch by Gilbert, back at him, up the middle, and gloved by Rocky, the second baseman. A backhanded throw is wild into the fence, and Andrew Henry will head to second. I don't think Alex really had a chance to make that play. Maybe wishes now he had it back. It's a single and an RBI for Andrew Henry. It was just a great job getting to the ball and keeping it on the infield for Alex Rocky. But Leaguer comes in to score the fifth run of the inning, and now the leadoff hitter Herter will bat. And he takes inside ball one. He's the ninth batter of the inning, so the Thunder have batted around here in the third, now scoring five runs on five hits, and they lead 8-3. And this pitch in the lower part of the zone, called strike one to Herter, is grounded out twice, once to the pitcher and once to the shortstop. Dalton's hit it pretty good each at bat, and a balk called there, as I don't think Gilbert came set before that pitch, kind of rushed everything a little bit with the runner at second. It'll now be allowed to go to third on the balk. Still two outs. Gilbert knew what he did, didn't need an explanation from the umpire. Here's the pitch to Herter, and that's outside. It's now two balls and a strike. Two outs. Gilbert trying to get out of trouble here again. And he misses outside. It's 3-1. Henry at third. He has one of four hits here in this inning, five hits for the Thunder. Ball foul back and behind us out of play. It's full at 3-2. A lot of pitches thrown by Carson Gilbert. Zach Kramer started this inning with a single. He's on deck. First five batters of this inning all reached for Nemaw Central, and now a 3-2 count. Hiawatha's going to make a pitching change. So that is it for Carson Gilbert, as Hiawatha will make a pitching change with two outs, a runner at third, and a full 3-2 count here in the top of the third inning. Thunder have played in five runs on five hits, and they lead it 8-3, and we'll take a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Tax time again, and the right time to start planning for your future, your retirement future. This is Ken Glennon at GN Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2020 IRA contribution deadline is Thursday, April 15th. Come by your GN Bank location to make your deposit. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, with locations in Hiawatha, Holton, Fortin, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke back with you. The new pitcher for Hiawatha is Joel Bryan. He'll come in here and be forced to throw a first pitch strike because the count is 3-2. I came up with 74 pitches thrown by Carson Gilbert, who gets replaced here after 2 2/3 innings. Couldn't quite get the third out here in the third, as the Thunder broke open a 3-3 game, scoring five times on five hits. Dalton Herter's at the plate with a 3-2 count. Standing at third base is Andrew Henry. And so from the stretch, needing a strike and a ground ball left side, the shortstop gets it and then bobbles it, and the run will score and the inning will continue. Ball was dropped there by the shortstop, Trent Kolb. Of course, Bryan was playing shortstop, but as he came in to pitch, Trent Kolb came in from left field to play the dirt, and on his first ground ball attempt, he dropped it, and Herter is safe at first. So that is an E6, and now Zach Kramer will bat for the second time in this inning. Throw to first base, and back safely is Dalton Herter. Bryan did his job, threw a strike as he needed to, got a ground ball, but Hiawatha couldn't make the play defensively and get out of this inning. Another run scores. Here's a swing and a miss. It's now 9-3 in favor of the visitors from Seneca. Zach Kramer's 1-for-2. He singled and scored earlier in this inning. Runner stealing from first and a fly ball to left field. This is Gilbert, I believe, now coming in and making the catch, and the side is retired. But 10 batters come to the plate, and 6 runs score on a total of 5 hits. So 6 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and 1 man left on. Hiawatha's got some work to do. It'll be Oldham, Barnhill, and Bryan coming up for the Redhawks, who now trail Nemaha Central 9-3 here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292. Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Flukeback with you here at Paul Rocky Field. Noble Park on a Monday evening. As Hiawatha comes to bat in the bottom of the third, it'll be number 4 hitter Xavier Oldham leading off, and then Brant Barnhill and Joel Bryan. Hiawatha got 1 run in the first, 2 in the second, but now trailing by 6 runs as they bat here in the bottom of the third. A ground ball towards third, grabbed by Cook. Long throw in time, and 1 pitch and 1 out. A 5-3 ground ball, nicely played by Cook at the hot corner. Oldham is 0-for-2 today, and now Brant Barnhill, who grounded out to second base, his first time up. 3 runs on 5 hits for Hiawatha through the first couple of innings. Strothman has struck out 3 batters by Barnhill. 1 error by Nemaha Central that helped Hiawatha get their run in the first. Nemaha Central. And here's a slow roller to third. Off the end of the bat, it stays fair. Long throw, not going to be in time as Barnhill beats it out. That'll be an infield hit. Ball just perfectly placed and rolling about 6 inches or so off the third base foul line. And Barnhill is aboard with 1 out for Joel Bryan. Strikeout his first time up. 1 on, 1 out. Redhawks down 6, snap throw to first, but back safely diving in head first is Barnhill. Bryan came in to get the final out of the top of this third inning. So we can close the book on Carson Gilbert's pitching day. Runner from first stealing. The pitch is inside. Throw by Kramer. Took a high hop off the infield grass. And sliding in safely is Barnhill with a stolen base. Second stolen base of the day for the home team. Checking the runner at second now. The pitch by Strothman is a little bit high. 2-0 on Joel Bryan. Ashton Rocky next. There's a strike right in there. So Carson Gilbert went 2 2/3 innings today, throwing over 70 pitches, allowing 9 runs on 6 hits, 6 of the runs earned. He also walked 3 and struck out only 1. This pitch down and in. It's 3-1 now to Joel Bryan. started the game at shortstop. Pitch by Strothman, and that's in there at the knees. Called strike two. Pushing the count full here with one out, and Barnhill at second base reached on an infield single. Not giving him much attention back there now, and this pitch is a little low, so Brian will work the first free pass surrendered by John Strothman here today. So the first walk puts runners at first and second for Ashton Rocky, who has the best hit ball for Hiawatha today. First pitch he saw from Strothman, he lined into deep right center field. Ashton Rocky has a double, one of the five Hiawatha hits. Actually now six, including Barnhill's hit earlier this inning. He's still at second. Rocky, the number seven hitter in the Red Hawk lineup. Strothman from the stretch. This first pitch grounded through on the left side. And around third, Weldon sends the runner, who hesitated and looked back, and then he stopped once he got halfway home and will retreat to third. And everyone's going to be safe. The bases are now loaded. And Ashton Rocky is two for two on the day. Well, it wasn't great base running there by Barnhill, and Coach Weldon was hesitating as well whether to send him or not, but he eventually sent him, and then Barnhill kind of like was questioning Coach, are you sure? In fact, he turned around to left field to look, and then eventually slammed on the brakes and got back to the bag safely. So the good news for Hiawatha is that everyone's safe, the bases are loaded, only one out, and Tyler Davis is the batter who takes ball one. Davis struck out his first time up. Strothman in a jam. This pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. DJ Sample is due to hit next. Redhawks down six but threatening here in the bottom of the third inning. Strothman nods yes. Kramer gives him the sign. And now the pitch. And it's popped up to center field pretty well. Herter long, long run. He dives and can't get there. It's going to roll for a while. Barnhill scores. Brian around third. He scores. And it's a two RBI single for Tyler Davis to deep center field. Now a 9-5 ball game as the offenses continue to shine. Another extra base, this one just a single, but with the runner in front at second base now, and Ashton Rocky, and Herter's okay, dove and gave it a heck of a run, but just couldn't quite get there. He's running, sprinting to his left towards the gap in right center. The ball didn't quite hang up enough. In fact, the wind might have even pushed it away from him. That wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour is blowing it towards the right side. And it was blowing it away from Herter, who just couldn't quite catch up to it. So now DJ Sample with runners first and second and still only one out. And he swings and misses. An RBI single for Sample, his first time up. Hiawatha scoring a couple runs on three hits already here in the bottom of the third. Not going to go away. Pitch drops a bit low, 1-1 to Sample with leadoff hitter Carson Gilbert next. A 9-5 score. Nemaha 9 runs, 6 hits. Hiawatha now with 5 runs on 8 hits. That pitch in there for a strike, it's 1-2. First one to 20 runs wins it today, huh? Here's the pitch, and off the end of the bat, pushed foul down the right field line. And we'll do it again here at 1-2 to DJ Sample. Sample looking for his first RBI of the season coming into today, and got it earlier in this game in the second inning. Now the 1-2 pitch low and a good disciplined at bat there as Sample evens the count at 2-2. Runners first and second with one out. We're in the bottom of the third. Strothman pitches, and that's low. It's ball three. Strothman had not allowed a walk in the first two innings. He gave up one earlier here in the third. That run is scored already. And now 3-2 to Sample. And a swing and a miss. That might have been low. Sample frustrated as he shakes his head and heads to the dugout. There's two away now in the inning. Strikeout number four recorded by John Strothman of Nemaha Central. And now he can focus on the batter, who is Carson Gilbert, who is 2-for-2. A pair of singles for Gilbert, and a breaking pitch on the inside corner, strike one. We haven't seen that breaking pitch as much. In the first inning and a half, Stroutman really had the movement and the off-speed stuff working. He's been more of a fastball pitcher here lately, and there's a fastball that jams Gilbert. Inside pitch fouled off to the right side, and it's 0-2. Ashtrocki at second. Tyler Davis, the big hit of the inning, a two-run single. He's at first. Here's the pitch to Gilbert, grounded towards third, but it'll be foul. And the count holds, and the runners go back to first and second. Gilbert is the seventh batter of the inning for the Red Hawks. We're 3-3 on the year, 1-1 in the Big 7 League, split with Perry LeCompton last Friday. Breaking ball grounded. This one stays fair and right to the third baseman, Cook, who has an easy play to step on the bag and record the force out, and that's number three this inning. But Hiawatha scores a couple runs. They get three more hits, and they leave a couple on base. They've now stranded five. We've completed three innings. We'll head to a one-minute timeout with the score. Nemaha Central 9, Hiawatha 5.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke with you. Paul Rocky Field here at Noble Park as we head to inning number four. We've had plenty of offense. Hiawatha scored at least one in all three innings. Nemaha scored three in the second and then scored six runs in the third. Leading off is Tyler Garrity, the designated hitter, facing Joel Bryan for the first time today. And the pitch a little high for ball one. No surprise to Garrity, who's walked twice. He's seen nine total pitches, and only one has been a strike here today. And now his first at bat against Joel Bryan, the right-hander. And there's a strike in there. It's 1-1. Landon Baker, Damon Cook to follow. If anyone reaches, Strothman will bat for the Thunder here at the top of the fourth. Nine runs on six hits for Seneca, five runs, eight hits for Hiawatha. Big swing there by Garrity. And comes up empty. It's 1-2. Definitely had a swing for the fences approach there. Now behind in the count, he'll have to change things up a bit, try to protect with two strikes as Bryan's pitch is on the outside corner. Garrity didn't like it, and Joe Bryan rings him up. Caught looking as Bryan records his first strikeout of the day. And the first out here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Landon Baker, who had a two-run double. Part of that big six-run third inning for the Thunder. He has also grounded the second today, so 1-for-2 with the run and two driven in. Pitch outside to Baker. And now Joel Bryan rocks and fires with the windup and a high hit ball to center field. Ashton Rocky jogging over towards right, now called off by the right fielder. And the catch is made out there as DJ Sample able to make the play for out number two. So could we have a 1-2-3 inning? That has not happened in any half inning here today. It's Damon Cook to the plate. Walked and scored. Had an RBI single and scored. So he's been a productive part of the offense in that number five spot of the lineup. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. Boy, Brian's gotten some good calls here this inning on the outside part of the plate. I think that's a spot that he'd like to continue to work at here to these Thunder hitters. He jumps ahead of Cook 0-1, and the next pitch laced into right field for a single. So Cook is on for the third time in three at-bats today. We won't have a 1-2-3 inning as Cook, with two outs, pokes one into right field, and that'll get John Stroutman to the plate, who's 2-for-2 with two singles. He scored a run today, the pitcher helping himself out. Thunder have been very aggressive on the bases. They don't run on this pitch as Brian brings it in, and it's fouled back by Strothman. Ryan Leaguer comes to get that foul ball behind home plate and the umpire as he now retreats to the on-deck circle. Joe Bryan's next pitch is low and away, ball one. Cook has not stolen a base yet today. As he looks over to Coach Stevie going through some signs in the third base coach's box. Outfield pretty short for Hiawatha, and this pitch is inside. It's 2-1. Sun still shining over the entire field. Runner goes this time. Pitch a strike on the inside corner, and Hiawatha will ignore the runner as Cook swipes second. Nemaha Central has now stolen four bases in this game. Two by Kramer, one by Garrity, now one by Cook. They got a man on second, two outs, and hard hit ball to the shortstop. Trent Cole, long throw, but he does retire the batter. Strothman out for the first time today. It's a 6-3 putout, and nothing becomes of a two-out single for Nemaha Central here in the top of the fourth. Hiawatha will bat their 2, 3, and 4 hitters. They've scored at least one in every inning. Red Hawks still trail by four as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you here at beautiful Paul Rocky Field, Noble Park in Hiawatha. Nice to be on the baseball field, something that, of course, did not happen at this time a year ago. Spring season's all canceled at the high school level. Game number 5 of the season, the first Big 7 contest for Nemaha Central. Hiawatha playing game number 7 of the year today. Trent Cole bleeds off for the Red Hawks here in the bottom of the fourth. And he sends the first pitch into left field for a single. Cole has his second hit of the day. That was a breaking ball, but left up in the zone. And Kolb's had a couple great at-bats today. He's officially now 2-for-2 because of sacrifice bunt in the first inning. He waited and took an outside pitch to right field with an RBI single in the second. And now a leadoff single waiting on that pitch and pulling it into left field here in the fourth. Now Alex Rocky is 0-for-2. Kolb takes off, throw to second, and they got him. Boy, he didn't even slide or dive. He knew he was a dead duck. A beautiful throw by Kramer. And so Kolb caught stealing on that first pitch to Alex Rocky. Kolb had no chance, even with the decent jump. Great throw by Kramer, and The throw was there about three steps before Kolb even thought about sliding. There's a pop-up off the first base side. Leaguer giving chase into foul territory. Long run, and he barehands it on one hop. As it's now, I believe, 1-1. I think the first pitch was a ball to Alex Rocky when Kolb was caught stealing. Is that right, or is it 0-2? 1-1. Xavier Oldham will bat next. Here's the pitch from Strothman, breaking ball, and that's it. Right at the third baseman, Cook able to catch it on the line out, and now two away. Good play there at the corner for Cook defensively. And now maybe Strothman can get a 1-2-3 inning. He'll have to face Xavier Oldham, Hiawatha's cleanup hitter. Reached on an error, grounded to third. Off-speed pitch, fouled sharply right side for strike one. Hiawatha has more hits than Nemaw Central, 9-7, but Nemaw Central has more runs, 9-5. A couple Hiawatha errors have played a part in that. Another off-speed pitch from Strothman stays upstairs. It's 1-1. His off-speed pitches have taken a huge drop in velocity, it seems like, here the last inning or two. There's a great ball hit to the gap and right center, and it's going to roll almost to the fence. Oldham into second and will stop there, standing with a two-out double. Hiawatha has a few doubles now today. They've gotten a hold of a few pitches. That one in the gap out there between Herter and Henry. So, again, yet we remain without a 1-2-3 half inning today. And this will get Brant Barnhill to the plate. He reached on an infield single his last time up. A slow roller to third. He takes outside for ball one. Strothman had thrown 61 pitches coming into this fourth inning. Checks the runner at second with two outs, and a swing and a miss by Barnhill. It's 1-1. Joel Bryan on deck. Redhawks batting, down by four. Bottom of the fourth inning. Strothman's pitch, another breaking ball, and it is inside, 2-1. Next pitch is high, and it's 3-1 to Barnhill with Bryan awaiting next. Get you some pitching numbers here for Strothman. Is this pitch slow roller left side going to be a tough throw? Cook hustles in, gets it, throws, and gets the out. 5-3, another great play. Cook has been fantastic today at the hot corner, and Hiawatha, despite two hits, leaves a runner on, and another one they had caught stealing. They do not score for the first time in four innings here today. So we head to the fifth. Score remains Nemaha Central 9 and Hiawatha 5.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at Defender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. Defender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Scott Cox. Justin Fluke with you. We head to the fifth inning, and it's the lower third of the Thunder lineup. Leaguer, Palik, and Henry. Ryan Leaguer facing Joel Bryan for the first time. And the pitch right down Broadway called strike one. This is the 15th pitch for Bryan, who replaces Carson Gilbert. Hiawatha starter, gave up 9 runs on 6 hits. Gilbert rocks and fires, and a swing and a miss. It's 1-1 to Leaguer, who's reached on an error and reached on a fielder's choice, and both times he's scored runs. So officially 0-2, but 2 runs scored for Leaguer in that number 7 spot of the lineup. Wind up the pitch, and this one just a little low, 2-1 to Leaguer. Ryan Leaguer, 2 hits and 4 at-bats so far this season coming into today, and he just gets a piece of this one. Fouls it at the plate, and the count even at 2-2. Nemaus Central, a record of 3-1. Today's their first big 7-league contest. Bryan's next pitch, fouled out of play. Over near the batting cages, off behind the Hiawatha first base side dugout. We'll do it again here at 2-2. Thunder got 3 runs in the second. They pop this one up. Back goes the second baseman, Alex Rocky, now coming in. The right fielder and a diving basket catch is made by DJ Sample. Wow. Did he catch it? Standing at first base, actually they're going to say it was not caught. Phenomenal effort out there, diving in, and it looked like a chance for the basket catch, but just unable to secure the ball was Sample, and it'll drop for a hit. I thought he ended up with it. And so the leadoff runner is aboard for Nemaha Central for the third time in 5 innings. They throw over to first, but back safely, standing up. That is Wade Leonard that is into courtesy run again. Gage Palick is the batter. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and an RBI ground out. Another throw to first, but getting the runner back safely. So 3 runs for Nemaha in the second, then 6 runs in the third. Runner stealing, pitches a strike. The throw down is on target, but not quite in time, as Cold at shortstop cuts in front of the base to knock it down, but another steal for Nemaha Central. Their base running has been a big asset today. Here's the 0-1 to Palick, swung on and missed. That's strike 2. Andrew Henry on deck. 8 hits now for Nemaha Central. They've scored 9 runs. Couple big Hiawatha errors early in this game. And just outside goes the 0-2 pitch. Gage Palick getting 273 the first 4 games of the year. That average will move a lot with every at-bat this early. In a base hit into right field. Sample plays it on a hop. Around third is Leaguer. They hold him up. And safe at first is Palick with a nice single into right field. So a couple hits on the right side of the outfield is Nemaha Central now with back-to-back hits in the bottom third of their lineup. And still the first time for these batters to face the pitcher Joel Bryant, reliever for Hiawatha. Here's Andrew Henry. 2 RBIs, 1 on a ground out, 1 on a single. Runner stealing from first. Hiawatha will leave him alone, and the pitch a little bit high, 1-0. So now they're at second and third with nobody out. Top of the order coming due. Henry, the right fielder, takes a pitch for a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. Andrew Henry batting 400 through the first 4 games. 4 hits, 10 at-bats. And he takes high and away, ball 2. Working from the stretch with runners on base, and a swing and a miss. Henry 2-2 now against Joel Bryan, the Hiawatha junior. Try Trying to get out of a jam. Bryan pitches and a grounder to first. Gets by Smith and into right field. One run scores. Here comes Palik around third. He'll touch home. And it's a two-run single by Andrew Hendry on a ball beautifully placed between the first baseman and the foul line on the right side. So three consecutive hits, and that is a total of four RBI in this game for Nemaw Central's number nine hitter, Andrew Hendry. You get four RBI from your number nine hitter, and you're going to score some runs and have a productive offensive day, and that's been the case thus far. Nemaw Central's now scored 11 runs on a total of 10 hits. And they lead 11-5. Leadoff hitter Dalton Herter up. Runner stealing from first. The pitch inside. Throw down. A high bounce. And sliding in safely is Andrew Hendry with yet another stolen base. Seven stolen bases now total in the game for Nemaha Central. Haven't even been any real close plays yet on any of those steal attempts. This pitch high and in. It's ball two to Dalton Herter. So the fourth at bat for Herter, the second time to face Joel Bryan. Still looking for a hit. The leadoff man for Seneca is 0-3. Three times he's hit it on the infield and on the ground, and he fouls this one into foul territory, but out of play with Smith giving chase. The count is 2-1. Herter did reach on an error. He's also grounded to the pitcher and grounded to short twice. So he's been on base. In fact, all nine batters for Nemaha have been on base at least once. Eight have scored a run. Dalton Herter, the only Nemaha starter that has not scored a run now yet in this game. Joel Bryan gets the sign from Tyler Davis, throws the second, and that's into center field. And advancing to third is Andrew Hendry. I don't know if Hiawatha wasn't quite expecting a throw there or not, but center fielder Ashton Rocky had to come in to get it. Now 90 feet away from home is Andrew Hendry. Still nobody out here in the top of the fifth. And a pop-up out of play behind us. Evens the count at 2-2. Three straight singles to start the fifth inning for Nemaha Central. They've stretched the lead back to six. That's matching their biggest lead of the game. Earlier led 9-3, and now 11-5. And this pitch outside gets away from Davis. Down the line at third, the throw to the pitcher, and the tag is in time. Out at home is Andrew Hendry. A pretty risky move, and head coach Stevie is fired up, explaining things to his kids over in the dugout. I think he saw something there from Hendry that he didn't like, maybe a hesitation or something. And Stevie now talking to Hendry about what he did wrong. It was a close play. I think the biggest thing is that you tried that with nobody out. I mean, you figure you're at third base with nobody out. You got a lot of chances and a lot of opportunities or ways that you can score. But instead, the first out of the inning comes at home plate. And the 3-2 pitch to Herter has popped up. And this one again will get out of play on the right side, and we'll do it again at 3-2. So while you have a learning experience for Nemaw Central, you also need to tip your cap and give Hiawatha credit, as that was great hustle by Tyler Davis when the ball got away from him to go and get it. Great job by the pitcher covering. Bryan was able to get there, field the throw, and make the tag in time, and now this pitch misses outside, so he walks Dalton Herter with one out in the inning. But another base runner on for Nemaha Central. And Herter, the leadoff man, you could imagine will be pretty aggressive as well, as Zach Kramer, the lefty, comes to the plate. Throw to first, and back safely is Dalton. Kramer's 1-for-3. He's flied out twice, but also has a single. And two of the seven stolen bases are by Kramer today. Herter takes off. The pitch is inside, and no throw to second. I think Davis saw the jump that Herter got, and by the time he received that pitch on the inside part of the plate, he knew he had no chance. No need to even make a throw down to second. It's 1-0 to Kramer. Herter at second with one down, and a fly. This one fouled on the left side. Out of play off third, and it's 1-1 to Zach Kramer. Kramer, quarterback on the Thunder football team that went all the way to state. Pitch high and away for ball two. Kramer, a starter on the Nemaw Central basketball team that had another great year under Coach John Thomas. Here's the 2-1 delivery, and it's outside. 3-1 now to Kramer. Joe Bryan's third inning, only a couple pitches in relief. His first inning, throw to second, a fairly close play there, but the ball got away from Kolb, who was taking the throw, and the runner, Herter, is safe. This pitch is hit hard, but right to the second baseman. Alex Rocky fields it, throws to first, and that's out number two. So a 4-3 putout, two away. Dalton Herter advances to third. And now it'll be Tyler Garrity, the designated hitter. Sorry, I misspoke. It was not quite this year. Nemaw, of course, the year before, but didn't quite get to the state football game this year. They were knocked off by Rossville. We're reaching the state title game again. Kramer quarterback the team. Here's a high fly ball center field. Ashton Rocky moving over towards right. The wind blowing it in a collision, but I think Ashton Rocky made it. Sample is hobbling. He maybe took the brunt of the contact there as the third out is recorded. Actually, did Sample catch it? I think he did. So Sample caught it and not Ashton Rocky. And Sample a little bit limping as he's slowly going to come off the field. But it is Sample that caught it, the right fielder. And if he called for that or had a play on it, long run, Ashton Rocky didn't hear him or avoid the collision. Fortunately, it wasn't a major impact or a head-on-head face-type collision. But gimping to the dugout and hobbling a bit is Sample there on that play, retiring Tyler Garrity to end the inning. But Nemaw Central gets two more runs on three more hits. And as we head to the bottom of the fifth, the Thunder now lead the Redhawks 11-5 here on KNZA.
It's tax time again, and the right time to start planning for your future, your retirement future. This is Ken Glennon at GM Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2020 IRA contribution deadline is Thursday, April 15th. Come by your GM Bank location to make your deposit. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow with locations in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke back with you here in the bottom of the fifth. Joel Bryan leading off, facing pitcher John Strothman, who's gone the distance for Nemaha Central. 73 pitches thrown through four innings, giving up five runs on 10 hits, but struggling to find the strike zone here to Bryan as he's missed on the first few tosses of this bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Bryan and then Ashton Rocky and Tyler Davis due up. Off-speed pitch high, and that's a four-pitch walk. So Strothman starts this inning with four straight outside the strike zone and issues just his second walk of the game, and both of them are to Joel Bryan. So two walks for Strothman. He has struck out four, given up five runs on 10 hits. Hiawatha's left six on base. They're going to bring in a courtesy runner as Josh Smith will courtesy run here for the pitcher Joel Bryan. The batter is Ashton Rocky, who's having a good day at the plate, 2-for-2, and ready for that first pitch, but fouled it right there at home plate. A double and a single for Ashton Rocky. Smith leads, not going. The pitch is low, ball one. 5 runs, 10 hits, Hiawatha. 11 runs on 10 hits for Nemaha Central, who trailed briefly 1-0 as they came to bat in the bottom of the second. Scored 3. Hiawatha tied at 3-3 at the end of the second inning, but the difference in this game is the third, in which Nemaha Central put up 6 runs on 5 hits to pull away for the lead. Pitch in there for a strike. Inside part of the plate to Ashton Rocky, who's now down to the count 1-2. So Strothman's gone the distance for the Thunder, giving him a good start here today. And a breaking pitch just missed. Strothman looking in, trying to figure out where in the heck that was outside the strike zone at. He thought he had strike 3. It's 2-2 instead to Rocky. And this pitch pulled up down the left field line. It's foul, and it's not in reach for Palik. So Rocky gets another crack at it here with time that Hiawatha's had a good offensive day this season. As the pitch is low and away, ball 4, good at bat there by Ashton Rocky. Fouling one off to stay alive and then working the walk, so he's on base for the third time. And now Tyler Davis, who had a 2-RBI single his last time up. He bats here with runners at first and second. The Redhawks down by 6 runs in the fifth inning. Look back to Smith, big lead, not really held on, and a swing and a miss by Davis. So Hiawatha lost to Marysville in a doubleheader, but they scored 20 runs. They lost 15-9 and 16-11 in that sweep at the hands of Marysville. Here's a swing and a miss, 0-2 now to Tyler Davis, as Strothman tries to help himself out. Hiawatha scored a total of 17 runs in their 2 wins against Troy, and had 11 runs in their split against Perry. Breaking ball, left hanging, and hit into left field. Playable for Palik. Moves a couple steps over to the line and makes the catch for out number 1. So Davis flies to left, and there's 1 away with runners still first and second. And now number 9 hitter DJ Sample, see if his foot's okay after he hobbled back into the dugout, making a catch but kind of colliding with Ashton Rocky there in the final out of the last half inning. So yeah, Hiawatha scored a lot of runs in all their doubleheaders so far this season, but just a record of 3-3 because they've given up a lot of runs. Here's the ball hit well to center field. Back goes Herter. He has a beat on it, makes the catch, and gets it in quickly. So a fly ball to left, and now a fly ball to center. And that'll mean 2 out with 2 on for leadoff hitter Carson Gilbert. Good job battling back by Strothman after allowing a 4-pitch walk and then a 7-pitch walk to start this inning, putting runners on first and second, but now getting a couple fly ball outs, and we'll see if he can get around Carson Gilbert, the batter. Big swing at a high pitch. Gilbert came up empty. Reaching for that one a bit. He is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Grounded out to third his last time up. That ended the third inning on a force out, and he takes a strike here, so Gilbert behind it now, 0-2. Redhawks could use a hit, could use some runs here, down 6. Pitch fouled as Gilbert protecting the top of the zone. It's still 0-2. So pitching, that's the concern, I guess, for Hiawatha here early in the season, and a lot of guys that didn't get to pitch a lot last year, of course. Ground ball, takes 2 hops, gets the short, and the flip underhand by Baker to Uphouse, covering it second, will retire the side. So another force out to end the inning for Carson Gilbert, and the play goes 6-4. No runs, no hits. 2 more left. Hiawatha's now stranded 8, and as we head to inning number 6, our score remains Nemaha Central 11, Hiawatha 5.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke back with you here on KNZA. Also streaming online and worldwide free at mscsports.net. Just click Listen Live and select KNZA. So we move to inning number 6. Nemaw Central leading at 11-5 over Hiawatha. Both teams have 10 hits, but Nemaw Central has 6 more runs. Fourth inning of work for Joel Bryan in relief. Starter Carson Gilbert tagged for 9 runs on 6 hits and 2 2/3 getting the start today. And now Bryan got the final out in the third and didn't allow any runs in the fourth. Gave up a couple runs in the fifth. He's walked only one. Bryan has also struck out one, and he's given up a total of 4 hits and 1-2 runs. First batter is Landon Baker here in the sixth inning. And he sends one down the right field line. Long run, sample, doesn't get there. It's foul. Actually, I don't think that's sample. I think they've made a substitution in right field. It looked like a single-digit number running. Nothing reported up here, but I believe that's somebody else in right field for Hiawatha. We'll try to check and get a number, but it looks single digits and not sample who had been out there in jersey 19. Pitch to Landon Baker is grounded left side. Backhanded by Cole, the shortstop. Long throw off target. Smith couldn't get it as it goes over to the fence, and advancing to second is Landon Baker. And the leadoff runner again aboard for Nemaha Central, this time on an error. E6 is Kolb's throw off target, and that is the third defensive error by the Redhawks here today. That'll bring up number 5 hitter, Damon Cook. Bryan to the stretch now at the runner at second. And a strike in there called to Damon Cook, a senior for Nemaw Central, who has been on base all 3 at-bats. Walked, and 2 singles, 2 runs scored, and 2 batted in. And the ball gets underneath Davis, the catcher. So Landon Baker will advance from second to third on a passed ball. And nobody out. The Thunder leading by 6 already here in the sixth inning. Pitch by Bryan. Fouled away. Nothing in, 1-2. So Damon Cook has a multi-hit game. Also for Nemaha Central, John Strothman has a multi-hit game. And Andrew Henry has a multi-hit game. Henry also has 4 RBI. Ryan Leager has 3 runs scored, and there's a base hit into right field. It's bobbled after the single by Damon Cook. 11 hits to match 11 runs now for the Thunder offense. And the third hit of the day for Damon Cook. Well, he's played fantastic defense at third, and now 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 1 batted in already. He's had quite a day. Here's John Strothman, who's had a fine outing himself. And he takes strike 1. Strothman 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. But on the mound, he's now thrown 92 pitches through 5 innings. Only given up a few walks and 5 runs so far. Runner stealing from first, swing and a miss by Strothman. And again, because of the tremendous jump that the runner got, that has to be why Hiawatha not even attempting the throw, as Damon Cook just stole his second base of the day. It's the 8th stolen base total for Nemaha Central. They are getting reads on the pitcher, getting jumps, and easy steals. Here's a little pop defensive swing foul to stay alive at 0-2 by John Strothman. So Cook at second, and leadoff error to start this inning. Came in to score on the hit by Damon Cook. So now 12-6. This pitch swung on and missed, and it fell out of the catcher's glove. Davis throws down to first. They get the out. Advancing to third is Damon Cook. So officially the strikeout recorded, and that is the first out of the inning. Throw down to first after the drop third strike there. Now the batter, number 7 hole hitter, Ryan Leaguer. Leaguer 1-for-3, but 3 runs scored. He's been on via an error and on with the fielder's choice. And a single and his 3rd run scored his last time up. First 2 pitches both missing. It's 2-0. Halleck on deck. 12 runs, 11 hits for Nemaw Central. 5 runs on 10 hits for Hiawatha. The windup with the runner at third, and the pitch swung on and missed over the outside part of the plate. 2-1 to Leaguer. Next pitch fouled. 7 seniors on the Nemaha Central roster this year to the 5 seniors that Hiawatha has. But of their 5 seniors, 3, 4, I believe, 4 of the 5 seniors start for Hiawatha in their lineup. Breaking ball back to the pitcher. Fielded and the throw to first. Now the throw back home is not in time. So Hiawatha gets the 2nd out of the inning, 1-3. Leaguer retired, but he's going to get an RBI on the ground out. Good job base running by Damon Cook. Took a couple steps, kind of froze on the comebacker to the pitcher, but once Gilbert turned to throw to first, Cook took off for home and able to get there safely, scoring Nemaha's 13th run of the day. 2 outs, base is empty. Here's Gage Palick. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored and also 1 batted in. And he pops it up to center field. Ashton Rocky has it. Fades back into his left and makes the play. The side is retired. But Nemaw Central scores 2 runs on 1 hit. There was 1 error and nobody left on. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Our score is Nemaha Central 13 and Hiawatha 5.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate and Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Kansaland Radio.
I didn't say that last inning, sorry. Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke back with you. Paul Rocky Field here at Noble Park. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Kolb, Alex Rocky, and Oldham are the 3 batters for Hiawatha. They'll face a new pitcher for Nemaha Central as Ryan Leaguer is now on to pitch. And his first delivery on the inside corner, strike 1 to Kolb, who's 2-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt and a pair of singles. So Ryan Leaguer taking over after 5 strong innings by John Strothman. Swing and a miss by Kolb, it's 0-2. 10 hits allowed, but only 5 runs. And only 4 of those were earned against John Strothman. Breaking ball and a beauty swung on and missed by Kolb. And well, that ball just dropped clear down in the cellar. And it's out number 1 here in the bottom of the 6th. Hiawatha's now struck out just five times, now total today. Four strikeouts against John Strothman, who ended up walking two batters in the fifth, but for the game, he only surrendered three walks. So three walks, four strikeouts, five runs on 10 hits in five innings by John Strothman, and now it's Ryan Leaguer. And a ball hit well by Alex Rocky, and down on a knee, the catch is made by Gage Pallick in left field. Fine play defensively there. The Thunder have only one error. That came all the way back in the first inning. So they've been pretty good today from that perspective. And there's quickly four pitches and two outs recorded by Ryan Leaguer, who will now face Xavier Oldham. He's 1-for-3, doubled his last time up, and takes out side ball one. Next pitch hit well into right field. This is Henry, who can't find it. Dove and missed, and the ball going to roll for a while. Oldham is thinking three. Already has a double today, and this ball's kind of free. They're going to send him home. Picked up by the shortstop. Baker's throw home, and the tag is not in time. And Oldham touches them all. There was no throwing errors, but somehow the ball kind of ended up in no man's land there. And Oldham goes all the way around the base pads to score Hiawatha's sixth run. You got to call that an inside the park homer, but I'm still not sure how the ball ended up in shallow right field there for a moment before the shortstop Baker had to go over to get it. Here's Brant Barnhill, and a swing and a miss by him. So a dive and a miss by Henry, and the ball rolled for a long ways into left field. The second baseman Uphouse went quite a ways back to take the cutoff throw. There's a good breaking pitch for strike two. And maybe I missed it as I saw Oldham kind of wheeling around the bases for a moment. Maybe the throw missed the cutoff man Uphouse, and that's why Baker had to come and get it. Here's a swing and a miss by Barnhill, who's retired on three strikes. Anyway, the ball kind of was free for a couple moments there in shallow, shallow right field, just on the edge of the dirt. By the time Baker, the shortstop, got over to get it and the throw to the plate, was not in time to get Xavier Oldham, who had rounded the bases. So the Redhawks get one back, but we head to the seventh and final inning of this game, and it's a seven-run contest. 13-6 our score here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Do you think of saving money as fun? It can be, and we think it should be. Hi, this is Rita at Union State Bank of Horton. From your home improvement plans to that vacation fund and things like student accounts, our team at Union State Bank is happy to help you select the savings account that's right for you. Some of our options have no minimum balance and all come with our dedicated customer support. Learn more today at mybankusb.com and imagine where you could be 1 year from now. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
KNZA.
Justin Flukpak with you. We head to the seventh and final inning of this game. These two teams going to play again in the second half of a twin bill coming up. We won't have the broadcast of that one for you, but hopefully you enjoyed this game today, as we're broadcasting some high school baseball and softball here throughout the spring season. Figure by the time this one's over, the next one starts around 6:45 or whenever, that if fans want to, they'll have had time to get here and take in a game themselves at the ballpark. First pitch popped up. This is Nemoth Central's number 9 hitter, Andrew Henry, and he's going to be retired for just the second time today. Pops up to the second baseman. So one away here in the seventh. Henry 2-for-4 with 4 RBI and a run scored. Now the leadoff hitter, Dalton Herter, who is 0-for-3 with a walk. and has reached on an error. He's still the only Thunder player that has not scored a run in this game, and he takes strike one from Joel Bryan back out there. Bryan came in to get the final out in the third. Joel pitched pretty well in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. He's given up just four runs in four innings, and he gets another little pop-up. This one will make it out to the grass. Right fielder that time, so good communication out there. And quickly, two outs. And that'll bring up Zach Kramer, the Nemaha catcher. He is one for three. Kramer singled and scored in the third as a leadoff man, and that's a ball hit well to center field. Ashton Ronke goes back, makes the catch, and that's a four-pitch inning for Joel Bryan and the Redhawks. Maybe a little momentum, but they will need it, needing to score at least seven in the bottom of the seventh to have a chance here in game number one. That's the first 1-2-3 inning we've had here at Noble Park today. Let the Thunder lead the Redhawks 13-6 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. It'll be Bryan, Ashton Ronke, and Tyler Davis to bat for the Redhawks here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin, we'll back with you. Bottom of the seventh inning, Hiawatha going to try to rally. It'll be the number six hitter, Joel Bryan, in their lineup leading off here against Ryan Leaguer, who's out for his second inning of work. Leaguer in relief of John Strothman facing Bryan for the first time. Joel's 0 for 1 with two walks and a hard hit ball to second. Right at up house, stayed down on it, flips over to first. One pitch and one out as the outs are coming quickly here in the seventh. Now it'll be Ashton Ronke, who's 2 for 2 with a single, a double, and a walk. John Strothman had only thrown two and a third innings all season, but he was brilliant today and in line for his first victory of the season. He went five innings, giving up five runs, four strikeouts, three walks for Strothman. Now Leaguer trying to finish off the second inning. He's only thrown two and a third innings this season as well. This is his first relief appearance for Ryan Leaguer. Pitched down and in. It's 2-0 here to Ashton Ronke. Ashton Ronke is one of two guys that have a multi-hit game for the Redhawks. Xavier Oldham and Trent Kolb have multi-hits. Actually, Carson Gilbert has two as well. So four different guys have a multi-hit game for Hiawatha. Pitch misses low here. It's 3-0. One out, base is empty, bottom of the seventh, and the pitch outside, a four-pitch walk. So Ashton Ronke's been on base all four times today. And now Tyler Davis, who had a two-run single in the third, he's one for three. The two-run single by Davis pulled Hiawatha from down 6-3. Excuse me. Here's a ball loped into left field. That is a hit. Tyler Davis has a multi-hit game as well. He singles into left field and stopping at second is Ashton Ronke. The Redhawks need at least seven runs here in the bottom of the seventh, so no need to force anything. Now we'll find out who the right fielder has been the last couple innings, and that's Cade Pyle, a sophomore that will now get his first bat of the game. He replaced DJ Sample defensively a couple innings ago and now getting his first at bat. With two on and one out, and the pitch on the outside corner called strike one. Cade Pyle. Four plate appearances so far this season. They're going to try to get a double play. They throw to second, but that'll be the only out they get. Now throw behind the runner at third. And the tag, but not in time, as the two umpires converge there and say that Ashton Rocky is safe at third. But Tyler Davis is out number two at second base on Cade Pyle's 4-6 fielder's choice. Kind of a last-second thought there by Uphouse. Instead of just taking the out at first, to throw back to second, try for a double play. And now it's Carson Gilbert with Hiawatha down to their final out. Pitch is low. 2-for-4 is Carson Gilbert. So two hits for Gilbert, two hits for Kolb, two hits for Oldham, two hits for Rocky, and two hits for Davis. Gilbert fouls this one out of play. It's 1-1. So with a single by Tyler Davis here this inning, Hiawatha now has 12 hits today to get their six runs. They have been on the corners here with two outs, and another foul ball out of play on the right side makes it 1-2, and the Redhawks now down to their final strike. Hiawatha came in with a record of 3-3, 1-1 in the Big 7 League. Nemaw Central 3-1. This is their first Big 7 League game. Pitch outside, 2-2 now to Gilbert. Runner at first, Cade Pyle's not shown any signs of going with men on the corners. The breaking ball stays high. Kind of late breaking action, and Leaguer thought maybe it came down enough, but not according to the home plate umpires. The count is now full, and Pyle will leave from first here with two outs now. Payoff pitch on the way. The ground ball, slow roller, going to be trouble. Cook at third, gets on it. He throws, and in time, that's out number three, and the ball game ends. And Cook finishes a fantastic game at third base, and Nemaha Central opens the Big 7 League portion of their season with a victory on the road. The final score today, the Thunder 13 and the Redhawks 6. They'll play a second game. We'll wrap up our broadcast and get you the final numbers in postgame coming up after this final timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tax time again, and the right time to start planning for your future, your retirement future. This is Ken Glennon at GM Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2020 IRA contribution deadline is Thursday, April 15th. Come by your GM Bank location to make your deposit. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow with locations in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amanda Wilhelm, and I'm pleased to announce that I'm now part of the STARS Physical Therapy team. It's great to be back in the area and to be able to see you at our Horton Clinic. STARS can provide you with physical and occupational therapy to get you back to good health. And with our Horton Clinic, it will be easier for many of you to see us. If you need post-surgery therapy or need rehabilitation after an injury, come to either our Horton Clinic at 201 West 8th or see us in the Hiawatha Community Hospital.
KNVA.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke back with you one final time as game one in the books. Nemaw Central defeating Hiawatha by a final score of 13-6. If you like offense, it was a good game today. We had a total of 19 runs scored and a total of 23 hits by these two teams combined. There was a total of 5 errors defensively. There was also a total of 15 runners left on base. That's kind of one of the difference, maybe, as you look at things here in the end. Hiawatha left 10 runners on base, and Nemaw Central only left 5 runners on base. So Redhawks maybe needed a few more timely hits because they had 6 runs on 12 total hits in this game. They actually out-hit Nemaw Central 12 hits to just 11 hits for the Thunder, but couldn't really piece together those hits and get some timely ones they needed as they left base runners on in virtually every single inning. Hiawatha also had 3 defensive errors in this game, and that kind of cost them as they end up with 3 errors, and Nemaw Central had just 2 total errors in the contest. So Hiawatha, 6 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, and 10 left on. Nemaw Central, 13 runs on 11 hits. They had a couple errors, and they only left 5 on base. Great pitching by John Strothman for Nemaw Central. He gets the win today in the game, giving up 5 runs on 10 hits in 5 innings with 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. Ryan Leaguer tossed the final 2 innings for Nemaha Central. He had 2 strikeouts and 1 walk, but only allowed 1 run and a couple hits in his 2 innings of work. Carson Gilbert takes the loss. The Hiawatha starter went the first 2 2/3. Couldn't get out of the third, though. That's when Nemaha Central sent 10 to the plate, and they scored 6 runs on 5 hits to really balloon the lead that they would be able to manage and hold on to through the remainder of the day. Brian charged with 6 runs on 6 hits, 6 earned runs, I should say, 9 total, and he had 3 walks to just 1 strikeout. Bill Bryan pitched very well in relief. He actually ended up going the final 4 1/3 innings for Hiawatha today. Bryan allows 5 total hits, but only 4 runs. Joel had 2 strikeouts in the contest and also ended up surrendering just 1 walk. So a pretty good performance for Joel Bryan in relief. Plenty of offensive stars to talk about for both teams today. For Nemaha Central, 7 of their 9 batters had a hit, and 8 of the 9 scored at least 1 run. But a couple of the highlights were Damon Cook in the number 5 spot, who played fantastic defense all day at third for the Thunder, and he went 3-for-3 at the plate with 3 runs scored and 2 batted in. 3-for-3 with a walk and 3 runs for Damon Cook. Also a nice day for the number 9 hole hitter. That was Andrew Henry, as he went 2-for-4, and Henry had 4 runs batted in that bottom spot of the lineup. He scored a run as well. Nemaha Central got 2 hits from John Strothman, the winning pitcher today. He also got 2 runs and 2 RBIs by Landon Baker, as they improved their record to 4-1 on the season and now 1-0 in the Big 7 League. They'll play Hiawatha again, and then on Friday, the Thunder have a non-league matchup against Valley Falls in Seneca. For Hiawatha, their offense, pretty productive day as well, total of 12 hits. Carson Gilbert had 2, Trent Kolb had 2, Xavier Oldham had 2, which was a double and a triple. They ruled an error, so he didn't get the inside the park home run. But when you got your dad keeping an official scorebook, sometimes that can be a little bit difficult. Still a great day for Xavier Oldham, who gets 2 hits and a run scored. He had the triple and the double. Also 2 hits on the day for Ashton Rocky. He was 2-for-2 with a run scored and a couple of walks. Tyler Davis had 2 hits and 2 RBI. So Hiawatha ends up with 5 different guys having a multi-hit game here in this loss today. And Hiawatha actually had 7 of their 9 batters have at least 1 hit. Joel Bryan and Alex Rocky, the only 2 that did not record a hit here in this contest. Again, our final score, Nemaha Central 13 and Hiawatha 6. So these 2 teams will play again. If you'd like to enjoy a little baseball, it's a beautiful evening, still 57 degrees, still a little sunshine and a light breeze as these teams will play again here at Paul Rocky Field Noble Park in Hiawatha coming up in just a little bit. We've got more high school baseball and softball to broadcast throughout this spring, so keep it tuned to the MSC Sports Radio Network on Kansas Land Radio and online at mscsports.net to see where we'll be for our next high school baseball and softball action here on your radio dial. My appreciation and thanks to studio engineer Scott Cox. This has been Justin Fluke. Appreciate the sponsors and to you, the listeners. Enjoy your Monday evening. Until next time, so long, everybody.